Hey, this is Kari Payton. I'm Cyborg from Teen Titans and Injustice and Injustice 2. And you're listening to The Night Nerd. So keep listening. Booyah!
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Tuesday, so we're going to talk some TV and movies. Last week, we saw The Punisher come out on Netflix. I am still working through it. So far, shmeh. First episode was really good, but kind of dipped in quality for me after that. But I'm going to watch it. It's Marvel. Anything Marvel or DC puts out, I'm going to watch. But I thought it'd be fun to look at the history of Punisher in movies and film and things. He's a character that, for whatever reason, is super, I mean, we all know the reason, is super popular with a lot of people. And he's, you know, been on the big screen for about the past 30 years, almost. We've seen him in various movies and things. And when you think about, you know, when he debuted, which was, what, 74, and to be in three films, couple of direct-to-video animated things, a TV series, couple of TV series, you know, it's pretty impressive. You know, he's definitely that interesting part of the Marvel Universe where he, you know, it's too violent to... Well, he was on the Spider-Man cartoon. I was going to say to put on a kid show, but he was actually on the Spider-Man cartoon, so there's that. He's, you know, been on a whole lot of different things, and yeah, it's just kind of interesting of the character. But he first showed up in the Punisher film in 1989. Now, this was released in Australia and other places worldwide, but here in America, it was a direct-to-video. We didn't have DVDs back then, so it was direct-to-video. And they changed a lot of stuff. We have Dolph Lundgren as the Punisher, which, in and of itself, for the time, that's great. That's awesome. But he didn't have his skull, and they changed some stuff in his origin. And it really was just not a bad movie, but definitely not the greatest. You know, at one point he's at battle with the Yakuza, and then he has to save these kids, and time goes by. Watch it. That's about all. If you're a Punisher fan, if you're a Dolph Lundgren fan, watch it. You'll get some, you know, base level of entertainment out of it. Then he would go on to show up in the Spider-Man animated series in the second season, and then again in the fourth season. So, talking about changing his character, you know, he couldn't use lethal weapons. He had, like, a concussive blast gun and the net launchers and everything like that. He even showed up kind of in X-Men. He was on the cover of a video game, and there's a robot version of him. You know, you got to think in the 90s, Marvel had a lot of animated properties going on. But even after that, he would show up in Iron Man Armored Adventures. Well, they mentioned him in that. And somehow, he shows up in Superhero Squad, where Ray Stevenson comes back to voice him. And we'll get to that in a second. And he shows up in the... Again, he's just mentioned everywhere, whether it's Avengers Assemble, Avengers, Earth, Mightiest Heroes, whatever. He's just kind of mentioned everywhere. But back to film. So after that 1989 debacle, I guess is the best way to say it, we had the 2004 Punisher film, which had Thomas Jane coming in as Frank Castle. You had John Travolta as Howard Saint. And I really enjoyed this movie. I thought it was really good. I enjoyed Thomas Jane as the Punisher. I mean, to this day, he is my favorite Punisher. Nothing against Dolph Lundgren, but Thomas Jane is really good. And this movie, you know, it didn't blow the box office away, but it became a bit of a, you know, kind of cult favorite with the DVD sales doing really, really well. So that's always nice to see. And there were talks of a sequel coming out at one point, but it just kind of fell apart. The director, Jonathan Hensley, who is actually pretty awesome, he wrote and directed Punisher, but he also wrote Die Hard with a Vengeance, Jumanji, The Saint, Armageddon. Like, yeah, dude's got a resume for sure that's worth checking out. But him and Thomas Jane, just after a few years, couldn't really get anything going, so they walked away, and that's how you had Punisher Warzone, the 2008 movie. And this movie, I am just not a fan at all. It has Ray Stevenson, who would go on to be Volstagg in the Thor movies. He plays Frank Castle, and he doesn't do... I mean, Punisher doesn't do a whole lot of talking anyway, but this guy really, really didn't have a whole lot. I mean, I'll give him props. He was into the role, and he was excited about sequels and wanted to see where the franchise could go with different villains and everything, and he really was excited about it. But unfortunately, you know, it just didn't happen. It's not that great of a movie, so sorry. But he did get to, you know, play him again in the Superhero Squad, which is great. I didn't know that before researching for today's show, so I'm gonna have to go out and try and find that episode and watch it. I think it'd be great. Then in 2012, we had the fan-made film by Phil Janot, and written by Chad St. John, and called The Punisher: Dirty Laundry. Now, what's awesome about this is, yes, it's a fan-made film, but Thomas Jane comes back as the Punisher, and Ron Perlman's in it, and it's just great. It's only 10 minutes long, but it's probably my favorite Punisher film, or not even film, favorite Punisher media exposure, whatever you want to call it. It is great. I'll see if I can find a YouTube link and post it up on the Facebook page, facebook.com/nightnerd. And it's really fun and just feels like a sequel or spiritual successor, whatever you want to call it, to the 2004 movie. Also in 2012, there was an animated film come out called Do Not Fall in New York City, and I watched this for the first time recently. It's interesting. It's different. The animation style is very fluid. Looks like it belongs in some old school MTV, like when they had Aeon Flux and Brothers Grunt and all that. But it's worth watching. Like, it's not bad. It's just different, I guess, is the best way to describe it. Which I feel, you know, really sums up the Punisher pretty well. And he would go on to appear in a couple more animated films, the direct-to-video ones. You had Iron Man: Rise of the Technovore, which he was voiced by Norman Reedus, which is kind of cool. And him and Iron Man teamed up to take down Ezekiel Stane while avoiding Hawkeye and Black Widow. Again, not a great film, but worth watching. You know, it's definitely interesting. And the next year, he would appear in Avengers Confidential, Black Widow, and Punisher. And basically what this is about is Punisher's taken into custody, and then they promise, you know, they'll release him if he helps take down this... Him and Black Widow help take down Leviathan, and violence and violence and more violence ensues. Which kind of brings us to today, 2017, where you have John Bernthal playing the Punisher. Now, he first... showed up in season 2 of Daredevil, and in a few episodes there, and he was good. Like, I enjoyed him in it, but, you know, it's not, that was, you know, last year, not my favorite part of the show, but not bad. but impressed enough people that they fast-tracked his own series, which, like I said, just came out last Friday, Full Circle Punisher. Again, I'm trying to get work through it. We're going to see how it goes, and I really hope it gets better. I really do. But if you've watched it all, let us know what you think about it. You can let us know in the comments here below on SoundCloud or social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. We're out there. Just look for The Night Nerd. We love hearing from everybody. Also, email us, thenightnerd@outlook.com, or just nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I love talking to everybody. If you're listening to us on iTunes or anything like that, make sure to do the like, share, and subscribe buttons. Give us that great 5-star review that helps us get all sorts of cool prizes, which if you're on our Facebook page, we do giveaways, whether it's an SNES classic, autographed books, all sorts of things that you need to check out, good things out there. And I keep saying we, because there's not just me on this network. We also have the guys at Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words, doing some great stuff over there. We should have our monthly family sound show coming up here in the next week or so. Things we're, you know, excited about and thankful for and want and whatnot. But that's going to be it for us today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we will see you tomorrow.
And in time, all things shall pass away. In time, you may come back someday to live once more or die once more.